Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Eddie Bracken, and our guest star, a welcome newcomer to our microphone, Robert Ryan, with Henry Russell and the orchestra and the Crew Chiefs Quartet. Right now, here's our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour. As our show opens, Eddie Bracken is at Dottie's house where they are engaged in a serious game of gin rummy.
I'll take that card. There.
What have you got?
Gin.
What, again?
Yes, and that's enough for me. Figure up the score, Eddie, and please stop yawning in my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see now. There.
Well, what do you owe me?
Well, according to the figures, I owe you $3,650.
Well, how much of that? How much is that in cash?
$1.65.
Well, pay me.
You mean now?
Certainly. Where's my $1.65?
Dottie, you don't think I carry that kind of money on me.
Oh, all right. Forget it.
Well, that's what I like about you, Dottie. You're no gold digger. You don't like to go to Ciro's and Romanoff's and Macombo.
But I love to go to Ciro's, Romanoff's, and Macombo.
Now, Dottie L'Amour, you look me in the eye and say that.
All right. I love going to Ciro's, Romanoff's, and Macombo.
Well, how about a little more gin rummy?
You know, Eddie, I've got a faint inkling that one of the reasons you don't like to go out is that you don't like to spend money.
Dottie, how can you say that? Why, I'm as generous as anybody I know. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do right now?
What?
I'm going right out and get us some ice cream.
Hold on, Eddie. Don't do anything rash.
Yes, so when I make up my mind to do something, I do it. I'm going out and I'm going to get that ice cream and I'll be right back. Oh, Dottie.
What?
What do you want, a vanilla or chocolate cone?
Doesn't matter. Get the best. Get Seal Test. And relax. There's plenty of ice cream in the refrigerator.
Oh, well, that's even better. I like that.
Coming.
I beg your pardon. You're Dorothy L'Amour.
Yes.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Robert Ryan.
Oh, this is a very pleasant surprise.
Ditto. You see, I moved into the house next door this morning. That makes us neighbors.
Oh, you moved into 807. But how did you know I lived here?
Well, if you must know, I was looking out of my window this afternoon, and I saw you taking a sunbath.
Oh, yes, your house overlooks my sun deck.
My house may overlook it, but believe me, I won't.
Well, neighbor, is there anything I can do to help you get settled?
Thanks, no, but I did want to ask something of you. You see, the moving men left my garage loaded with stuff, and I can't get my car in. The way I have it parked now, it's blocking part of your driveway.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. My car is in for the night. You just leave yours where it is. It won't be in my way at all.
Thanks awfully much, Daddy. I'll be seeing you.
Think nothing of it.
Goodbye, neighbor.
Here's your ice cream, Dottie.
Oh, thanks.
Boy, did I just teach some jerk a lesson. I'd love to see his face when he sees his car.
What are you talking about?
Well, this guy, whoever he is, left his car parking on your driveway, and I pulled in and I ripped off one of his fenders. It serves the jerk right.
Eddie.
What?
The jerk who owns that car lives next door, and his name happens to be Robert Ryan.
Well, he should know better than Robert Ryan. You mean that big guy who played the prize fighter in the setup?
The very one.
Oh, no.
And if you take my advice, you'll go right next door, tell him about it, and offer to pay for the damage.
No. That guy looks like a killer to me. I got a better idea. I'll get his car fixed. Find an all-night service station, have it fixed, you see, and I'll put it back without him knowing anything about it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You go right next door and face him man to man.
Nothing doing. Look, Dottie, I planted some corn last year, and it's due to come up in September.
Well, what about it?
Well, I want to be here to greet it. I'd don't want to be under it either. I'm going to get that car fixed.
Henry Russell's orchestra and the crew chief's quartet are joining me now in a wonderful love song from a wonderful love story, Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see him again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be can tell you why.
Fools give you reasons, wise men never try.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel him call you, then fly to his side,
fly to her side,
and make him your own.
For the tip, chum, I will talk about speed, because speed in freezing is one of the secrets of really smooth ice cream. And Seal Test ice cream is quick frozen in less than a minute. That's why it's always extra smooth, creamy, and fine-grained, never icy or coarse. This is just one of the reasons why Seal Test ice cream is America's first choice. Stop at your Seal Test dealers and try the flavor of the month, old-fashioned coconut ice cream. With your first smooth, delicious spoonful, you'll say, that's for me. From now on, I
get the best, get Seal Test.
As we return, Eddie has taken the car with the torn fender to be repaired. Dottie has decided to explain all to Robert Ryan. She is speaking to him on the phone now.
I'm terribly sorry to call you so late, Robert, but this is important.
That's all right, Dottie. I wasn't asleep yet. What's wrong?
Well, Eddie Bracken came over a while ago, and when he was parking, he ripped one of the fenders off your car.
Tell him not to worry about it. I'm insured.
Well, that's what I told him, but he was afraid to tell you. He saw you do those fight scenes and set up, and he thought you'd beat his brains out.
What a crazy idea. Well, what did he do?
Well, your key was in the car, so he took it to be fixed.
Wait a minute, Dottie. My key wasn't in the car. And it's still parked in the driveway.
But Eddie took some car to be fixed.
Say, do you think he could have taken someone else's?
Yes, Robert, I'll give you 7 of 5 he did.
out for a stolen car. It's a 1949 green Plymouth sedan. License number ZY17203. Arrest driver on site. That is all.
You got that?
Yeah. 1949 green Plymouth sedan. License number ZY17203.
We gotta find that car. Let's go.
Hey, anybody in here?
I'm here.
Ah, well, you better hurry up and repair this right front fender. I gotta get it fixed and get it out of here.
Okay. Better hand me that sledgehammer over there.
All right.
No, the other one.
Here you are.
Let's see now. What's the best way of going about this? I'm as corny as Kansas. Tell me, if you were doing this, where would you start?
Well, I'd give it a few taps right here.
Uh-huh.
And then right over here, I'd give it a few taps right underneath you.
Yeah, sounds like good sense.
Yeah.
Hey, show me what you mean.
Sure, hand me the sledgehammer.
Here.
Oh. Well, okay. Here goes.
That's it. Get it a little more over here.
Okay.
Now, a little over there.
There. It's all straightened out, I guess. Boy, that was pretty hard work.
Looks pretty good.
Thank you. Well, here's your tools.
Drop them right in that corner.
In the corner over here. Oh, I hit my toe.
Well, now, let's see what you owe me. That's $2 for parts and... That'll be
$49. $49?
Certainly. You see, there's $2 for parts and...
Yeah, but what's the $47 for?
Labor.
$49, I should have said. Some nerve. After I do all the work, too. Al, it's worth it to have the car fixed. I'll be glad when I get it back to Ryan's house, though. I'm as corny as an elderly lady. Gee, those cops must be after somebody.
Huh? All right, come on. Get out of that car.
Me? But I didn't.
Come on, get out. Keep covered, Fred.
Covered? Hey, watch out for that gun.
Come on out and keep him up. Yeah, this is a stolen car, all right.
Stolen car? Me steal a car? Look, wait a minute. You don't know who I am. Don't you recognize me?
Hey, as a matter of fact, you do look familiar. Do you know this guy, Fred?
Seems like I did see him before.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course you have.
Of course. Now I know who you are.
Well, I knew you would.
You're Hot Car Herman.
Hot Car Herman.
Yeah, now get into this car.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I didn't do anything.
Tell it to the judge.
I'm trying to tell you. I didn't do anything.
Well, summer's really here now, and I guess we're all thinking about vacations. I'm a Hawaiian Island fan myself, and already I'm dreaming about tropic nights, the scent of ginger blossoms on the trade winds, and sighing through the palms, soft, sweet music like this. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Vahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear the old guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onaunau. I can hear the old Hawaiian saying, Homo ma'i no kohua ika haole vela kahau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and I miss my island boy. I want to go back to my fish and koi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humuhuma nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
where the hooma hooma nooka nooka wapa wapa goes swimming by.
I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick boy, and I'd like to get back to my fishing boy.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the hooma hooma nooka nooka wapa wapa goes swimming by. Where the hoo 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 I go swing.
Get the basket seal test.
Tell me, Eddie, if you were dipping into a dish of Seal Test old-fashioned coconut ice cream, what would you say?
Me? I wouldn't say a word. I'd be too busy eating.
Well, then, what would you think?
Well, I might think, really, old chap, I find this jolly good. On the other hand, I might think, I'll tell you, old-fashioned coconut, you know, I like it. But the chances are I'd just be thinking about having some more of the same.
Oh, well, that's a sure thing, Eddie, because that velvet-smooth ice cream, chock-full of crunchy, nut-sweet coconut, is an old-fashioned treat that you're sure to repeat. You better try some tonight. Ask your Seal Test dealer for the flavor of the month, old-fashioned coconut ice cream. And always...
get the best at Seal Test.
As the scene opens, we find Eddie Bracken, alias Hot Car Herman, in the city jail. Cell number 3, as Dottie arrives.
Oh, Eddie, it's so awful seeing you in jail. I feel terrible.
Shh. Don't make any cracks till the guard goes. He's gone. All right, Dottie. Give me the cake.
The cake? What are you talking about?
You mean you didn't bake a cake?
No.
Then where did you hide the file?
I haven't got any file.
Well, how am I going to get out of here? I'll go crazy, I tell you. I'll go so crazy.
Oh, Eddie, control yourself.
I'll go mad. Mad, I tell you, mad. Mad. I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out. I've got to get out.
Well, what's the matter?
I haven't seen Dick Tracy in 2 days.
Oh, Eddie, take it easy.
Sure. Take it easy, she said. Why am I in here? They think I'm Hot Car Charlie. Herman. Or Harry, whatever. But I'm Eddie Bracken. Or someone. I can prove it, I can.
Oh,
I can.
Take it easy. I know you're Eddie Bracken.
Well, then tell me one thing. Why am I in jail? What happened?
Look, Eddie. That car you bumped into last night was not Robert Ryan's.
Well, that's what I... It wasn't Robert Ryan's?
Mm-mm. The car you bumped into was a 1949 Plymouth and belongs to Mr. Castleberry, who lives on the other side of me.
Mr. And... Terwilliger moved?
Yes. And he... and he reported it as a stolen car.
Oh, well, that ought to be easy to straighten out.
I hope you can straighten that line out. Yes, Bob, when did...
Let's go back and do it again.
Yes, Bob went to see him, and he's bringing him down here now.
Eddie.
Yeah?
I got here as quickly as I could.
Okay. Hello, Daddy.
But what about the man? What did he say? Where is he?
He can't get here today.
Well, how about tomorrow?
He can't get here tomorrow either.
But when will he get here?
Eddie, he left for Mexico this morning.
Mexico? Si, si. But that means he won't be back for weeks.
Months?
But, Bob, Eddie will have to stay in jail till the man gets back.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
But listen.
You mind your own business. Bob, I'm telling you, Eddie will rot in jail.
There must be some way I can get him out.
I'm telling you, there's no way.
I will get him out.
You can't.
I can.
How are you going to do it?
Look, if you keep interrupting, you'll never get out.
Sorry.
Look, I feel that it's partly my fault he's in here. So when the case comes up this afternoon, I'll plead for the defense.
Great. And that way, Eddie won't have to spend any money for a lawyer.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if it cost him anything beside the trouble he's already had.
But, Bob, do you know anything about law?
Well, what's there to know? I'll go get some pointers from my cousin.
Is he a lawyer?
No, but his brother-in-law's a notary public.
Good, and I'll help you plan the
case. Look, maybe I'd better hire a lawyer.
Dottie, I can't think here with Eddie interrupting all the time. Let's go someplace where we can plan the case.
Gee. It's great to have friends.
But, Dottie, this is crazy. Look at me in a courtroom. I didn't do anything wrong.
Don't worry, Eddie. Robert Ryan will have your case dismissed in no time.
Yeah, but where is he?
He's outside looking through some law books now.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. The Fourth District Court is now in session. Judge Benson presiding.
First case.
The State versus Eddie Bracken.
Don't look so nervous, Eddie. I've got the whole case planned.
Gee, I'm glad you're here.
You got nothing to worry about. I won't let that judge get away with a thing.
Will the defendant step forward?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Highness. Your Majesty.
You are charged with stealing a car, but in view of the fact that this is your first offense...
I object. The fact that this is the defendant's first offense is irrelevant and immaterial.
But, Bob, take it easy.
What is the meaning of this?
As attorney for the defendant, I don't see what bearing it has on the case.
Bob.
Whether my client has stolen one car,
Bob,
or 30 cars.
Oh,
Bob.
30 cars. An habitual offender. 60 days.
Ridiculous.
Bob.
We'll appeal the case.
One year.
But, Judge, I'm telling you, Dottie, I ought to get a lawyer, a real one. That Robert Ryan is going to get me into trouble.
How can you say that after all he's done for you? Eddie, you're showing no appreciation.
Maybe I ought to get him a present or something.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Oh, no.
It's now in session. Judge Bill Howard presiding.
First case.
The State versus Eddie Bracken.
Will the defendant please step forward?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell the court your name.
Eddie Bracken, and I will
say... I object. The name of my client has no bearing on this case.
Bob.
It makes no difference if his name is Lefty Brower,
Bob.
Freight Car Freddy, or Mayhem Murphy.
Aha! Using an alias, huh?
Bob.
I change this man's sentence
but
to...
But that's my real name.
2 years in jail.
No, Eddie, you can't hire a lawyer now. It'd make me look like a fool. Well, I suppose the judge...
Yeah, but suppose this judge gives me 3 years.
Look, I've been juggling this case around till I could get you in front of this judge. He's a cinch.
Are you sure?
Certainly. He's known as the most soft-hearted judge in the state.
Huh? The court is now in session. Judge Taylor presiding.
There's one case before yours.
The first case.
The State versus Mrs. Molly Johnson.
Hey, Mrs. Johnson, you were charged with stealing on the night of June 4th a loaf of stale bread. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know, this judge has got a kind face.
That's what I told you. He's a pushover.
Your Honor, I am a widow with 9 children. We have no place to live. That stale loaf of bread fell off a passing truck. I picked it up and fed it to my starving babies.
Ah.
Hey. Madam. Madam, this court has given a lot of thought to your case. And in view of the extenuating circumstances, my decision is 15 years. Next case. What's your name?
My name is Eddie.
15 years.
I object.
20 years.
But, Your Honor.
30 years.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Life.
But, Judge...
Life and 50 years.
But, Judge...
And 100 years.
No.
And 1,000 years.
No. Oh, no.
Eddie. Eddie, wake up. Wake up. Come on, would you?
Bob, no, don't let him do it. Please, Judge.
Would you wake up? You're even hamming it up in your sleep. We're late for rehearsal.
Well, Judge, oh, where's my line? Oh. I guess I fell asleep.
I guess you did. Last time I saw you, you were going to get some ice cream in the refrigerator.
Oh, that's right. I sat down there for a minute, and before I knew it,
well, we're late. Robert Ryan's waiting outside for us in his car. He's our guest star this week.
Robert Ryan waiting in his car?
Uh-huh.
Is it a 1949 Plymouth sedan?
Yes.
Howdy, if it's... all the same to you. Do you mind if we walk over?
So much for courtroom drama. Next week, we've got another all-star show lined up. In just a moment, we're going to tell you who our very special guest is going to be. Right now, our spotlight is focused on another gentleman who is a very special guest every week, our announcer.
One of the oldest foods we know about is milk. Cows were being milked as long ago as 9,000 B.C. Milk is one of the most useful foods we have, nature's most nearly perfect food. It contributes in so many ways to our health and well-being. The scientists at National Dairy Laboratories are working away day after day to find and develop up new uses for milk. In the last 25 years, the list of National Dairy products and milk byproducts has increased many times, each new product utilizing the nutritive content of milk to serve a different need. Now, you may be interested to know that the list includes many byproducts made primarily from the skim milk and whey left over from cheese making. These byproducts are useful in manufacturing such things as candy, pancake flour, and flavor extracts, to name only a few. But, of course, the main purpose of National Dairy Research is to develop better dairy products for your dining table, to keep National Dairy products high in quality and the cost just as low as possible. Now, here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
I'm sure you're going to get a kick out of our show next Thursday because we're going to play a doubleheader in the comedian department. Along with our pal Eddie Bracken, we booked Gary Moore for Laugh Insurance.
Insurance?
Uh-huh. And to our guest star tonight, Robert Ryan, our sincere thanks. Robert, your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, folks, for Eddie Bracken, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us next Thursday at this same hour. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Steel Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Delingle. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Robert Ryan appeared through arrangement with RKO Radio Pictures. Producers of The Big Steel, starring Robert Mitchum, Jane Greer, and William Bendix.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.